Yeah, look, the mind games part of cricket is a very important and crucial part of cricket, but you've got to be pretty confident in what you're doing. You've got to pick your mark. And basically, all it is throwing up uncertainty, making you doubt yourself. Now, no matter how confident someone is, if you say something to someone, whether it be in the press leading up to a game, you want to prove them wrong. If you say it during a game or at the right moment in a game, like I remember saying something to Gambia in the semi-final 2008 before a ball was bowled, or when, sorry, when Delhi were chasing our modest total. And I remember walking up to him just as I was going to slip, saying, guess what? No one's come here to watch you bat. Everyone wants to see Viru bat, so we don't care what you do. We're not even worried about you. And then just kept walking. And he fired back, going, bah, bah, bah. So I thought, then he cut one straight to point, and I don't think that had anything, I don't think I had anything to do with his dismissal, but I think I planted the seed that he wanted to prove me wrong. Suddenly went hard after a ball he probably shouldn't have. We got a wicket, so, they're the sort of mind games you can say. I think they're clever little things that you can sort of offset to a batsman, or you can say when you're bowling, how you can drag out a delivery. If you can sense a batsman wants to get on with it and you take your time, control the pace of the game. All those little things are very, very important, underestimated from people. But then, guys like Sachin Tendulkar, I remember when I first played against Sachin in 1991, 92 season, it was my first year. And then we came up against him a couple of years later, I think in a one day series, and I started to have a go at Sachin, sledging him, saying, let's see how good you are today. Well, I think he made about 500s in a row or something. So I thought the best option was to become his friend, and now we've become great mates over the last 20 years. So sometimes it doesn't work, but yeah, look, it's all been good fun. I don't think there's ever been any bad taste about it all. It's always been good fun. Guys, Ian Bell, the Shermanator, was good for Darryl Cullinan. I said I used to love bowling to him for a living. I like to think they're quite funny rather than trying to be mean. But I think mind games are very important in the game of cricket.